from KQED.
One of California's biggest creditors is itself. The state habitually shifts money from one pot to another, robbing Peter to pay Paul, especially during recessions. But now the economy is improving. And the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow tells us the creditor agencies want their money back.
Raising taxes and slashing spending are never popular. So in bad budget years, the governor and top lawmakers are always looking for a way out. One way to fill in budget gaps is to borrow money from other government funds. The idea is to take extra money from, say, the Gambling Control Fund, use it to pay for broader government spending, and then repay that money at some point down the line. The political cost is relatively low, since the budget only borrows money from funds with extra cash. Governor Brown's finance director, Anna Matasantos.
The dollars that are borrowed are based on what funds have reserves in them and have dollars available after maintaining the level of program that the legislature has authorized.
But the totals add up. A report released earlier this month shows the state owes more than $670 million to various transportation funds, $611 million to employment development funds, and more than $400 million to the judicial branch. All told, California has a $4.6 billion tab out against itself. The practice has its critics. Curtis Child, the COO for California's Administrative Office of the Courts, says the state's judicial system felt the impact when budget crafters borrowed $350 million from its construction fund in 2011.
We certainly had to take a look at our projects, and we had to slow some projects down and then look at the long-term funding of those.
The judicial system was supposed to get $90 million back this year, but that payment has been delayed for another 2 years.
What these special funds have changed into is piggy banks for the general fund, into which the general fund can tap into either to take outright or at least borrow.
John Kupel, the president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, says if all these funds have all this extra money laying around, then maybe the fees that feed them are too high. He also worries that fees, which are approved with simple majority votes, are being used to supplement taxes, which require two-thirds support. Governor Brown's aggressive debt plan would pay most of these loans back by 2017. In fact, this year's budget repaid $184 million. But the spending plan also borrowed $500 million from cap and trade auctions. And that's now the largest outstanding fund loan on the state's books. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.